Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Critics say this podcast is something you can hear when you push play. Halloween reveler wearing only a trench coat and fake penis arrested for drunk driving. Then things got weird. I used Copilot AI to create a script about two people who found a portal in the basement. For me, I'm not trying to body shame. I'm not. But I am not into decaying flesh. That's not my thing. Imagine thinking 100%, just knowing for a fact that the Monopoly guy had a monocle, only to find out that he never did. My mind is like, I hate to say this, but I'm gonna quote R. Kelly right now. My mind's telling me no. But in dealing only with this topic, all right? So he tended to eat toilet paper to help trick a breathalyzer test. I've never heard of that working. That's crazy. You know what? Maybe he didn't use 2-ply. That's on him. What up, what up, what up, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So first of all, welcome to the number one podcast on earth. Critics say this podcast is something you can hear when you push play. This podcast has someone talking on a microphone. The number one podcast to be thought of at this very moment. Yep, that's what critics are saying, guys. So you're definitely at the right podcast. I know what you're thinking. Did you remember to lock the front door? The answer is no, but that's okay because it doesn't matter. You are in good hands. This podcast will keep you safe on a cold, dark night. So relax and allow the sounds of my oddly deep voice for a woman to caress the insides of your ear holes. Let the creative uncertainty of this podcast wash over you like soapy water. That was weird. I know. Yeah, that was weird. Meta AI is quoted saying, "Professionally silly, the podcast that's a real treat. Listening to Professionally Silly is like diving headfirst into a sea of candy corn. It's a colorful, sweet, and utterly delightful experience that will leave you feeling giddy and grinning from ear to ear. Just as Halloween conjures up a sense of playfulness and mischief, this podcast weaves a spell of silliness that will have you cackling like a witch, howling like a werewolf, and giggling like a ghoul. Each episode is like a masterfully crafted trick-or-treat bag, overflowing with unexpected surprises, wacky games, and side-splitting humor that will keep you coming back for more. So grab a bag of popcorn, dim the lights, and settle in for a spooktacular silly time with Professionally Silly, the podcast that's a real treat all year round." Yeah, I literally asked AI to compare my podcast to Halloween, like in a positive way, and that's what I got. Anyways, guys, we are riding solo on this one, but guess what? We gonna have us some fun. There you have it. AI has never lied to me. So you can definitely trust them. Everything that AI review of this show is 100% true. You can trust me on that. All right. So anyways, it is once again the Halloween season. So it's time to celebrate good times. Come on. Today, I am bringing in the random, the silly, and the fun, but Halloween style. So let's have some spooky audible boo thang fun. Who's in? Of course you are. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. Oh, by the way, if you are listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. And you're able to do that for all of your favorite podcasts if you are listening via Spotify. So leave your comments down below. Well, y'all know it's time to go ahead and get silly. But before we do that, you know, I got to go ahead and strap in that POC excellence segment. This week is going to be a good one. We're going to talk about Dennis Barnes. Up next, right here on the Professionally Silly podcast. Okay, y'all know I started this segment of Black Excellence a couple of months ago because I wanted to shout out all these amazing people of color. Plus, it's just nice to have some feel-good moments in life. We live in a world where negativity and crime and all that shit is everywhere. And if we're being honest, the media and now social media don't always share the amazing things that people do, you know, let alone the amazing things that people of color do. So damn it, I will. So I'm going to go ahead and shout out to Dennis Barnes. This is coming from at Images You Won't See on TV Instagram page. So Dennis Barnes is a high school senior from the great city of New Orleans. Now, I love the city of New Orleans. I do. Nolens for short, for those of you who are unaware. But I hate the Saints, and I'm not a fan of Saints fans either. I'm gonna be honest with you. Actually, the fans of the Saints is what makes me hate the Saints. I ain't gonna hold you. Y'all are the reason. Y'all, Saints fans, I hate to say it, y'all might be worse than Boston Celtics fans. Okay. And they are complete assholes. Okay. I'm triggered. I'm still pissed about them winning the Super Bowl against us, like literally years ago. And but you know what? We sure did spank that ass this past Sunday, didn't we? Yeah. Falcons 26, Saints 24. I mean, a win's a win, damn it. Let's go Falcons. Woo! Yeah! damn, I got distracted. I'm sorry. got a little distracted there. You know, Saints fans really pissed me off. So anyway, shout out to my guy, Dennis Barnes. This amazing young Black man set a new world record by being offered over $9 million in scholarship offers from over 150 colleges. So he's got that's a lot, by the way, in case you're unaware, that's a lot. So he's got a 4.98 GPA, which is damn, I think the highest is like a 5.0. So that's damn. What did I graduate? I think I graduated with like a 3.6, I think is what I graduated with. So I tried, y'all. I did the best I could. Anyways, Dennis is, he decided that he's going to be attending Cornell University, according to CNN.com, an article written by Dusty. I don't know how to say her name. I apologize, love, but I'm pretty sure you're not listening to my podcast. All three of my listeners, if you end up being her, let me know. All right. So he's got plans, Dennis, to pursue a future in computer science and to later move on to practice software development. So that's awesome. Okay, this dude is about to do some serious things in his future, and he's gonna make himself some money. His parents will be set. They're pretty much set right now. All we need to do is keep him off the pole. Isn't that what we say for our daughter's father? I gotta keep my daughter off the pole. If I can just do that, then I've done my job. Same for him. We got to keep him off the pole and he'll be all right. So when he was asked what he hopes to get out of his college experience, Dennis said that he hopes to meet new people and, quote, get an understanding and different perspective of the world. He says, have my eyes opened and my perceptions changed by the people around me for the better. So big ups and hella, hella, hella flowers for my guy, Dennis Barnes. You are making us all proud, man. You really are. And oh, when you become super, super rich, can I borrow $20? I promise I won't pay you back. I swear. Yeah. All right. Get back to me. All right. Yeah. Thanks. Oh my God. Coming up next, I used Copilot AI to create a script about two people who found a portal in the basement. Let's go ahead and have some fun with that. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. This is going to be a lot of fun. I am going to get to do a little bit of voice acting with some cold read. This is going to be great. So what would you do if you found a portal in your basement? I asked you guys on the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook what segments that you enjoy the most. And you guys mentioned paranormal stories, cold reads, and am I the asshole stories. And this segment has two out of the three. So we got a cold read and it's paranormal adjacent-ish. So I'm going to act this script out with a cold read. I haven't read the script. I literally put in the prompt and I copied and pasted and put it into my script and just like wishing for the best here. So hopefully I won't suck. We shall see. Come on, performance arts degree. Do your thing. I'm going to need some assistance here, but there is no way I'm doing this without something in my on my palate. I got myself a little White Claw here. There we go. Okay. I needed a drink. Okay. I need a drink that wasn't going to give me like crazy calories and unwanted carbs. Ugh. All right, let's do this. And also not a lot of sugars. White Claw is really great for that. I tell you what, I am going to be playing two characters here. We have Alex, who is a curious and adventurous person, and Jamie, who is a skeptical but witty friend. So I'm going to make Alex a girl and Jamie a guy. At least that's my plan. So this is the setting, a cluttered basement with a mysterious glowing portal in the corner. The scene opens with Alex and Jamie standing in the basement, staring at the glowing portal.
Jamie, what do you see?
Yeah, a basement that desperately needs cleaning. Oh, and a glowing portal. No big deal.
A portal, Jamie? This could lead to another world.
Or it could lead to the neighbor's cat's secret lair. Remember when we thought the attic was haunted and it turned out to be raccoons?
I'm going in.
Grabbing Alex's arm. Hold up, Indiana Jones. What if it's dangerous?
Then we'll face it together, like true adventurers.
Fine. But if we end up in a world where everyone wears socks with sandals, I'm blaming you. They step through the portal and find themselves in a bizarre, colorful world. Alex is looking around.
Whoa. This is amazing. Look at these floating islands.
Jamie pointing. And look at that giant talking mushroom.
Welcome, travelers. Care for a spore smoothie?
Jamie whispering to Alex. I knew I shouldn't have eaten those leftover tacos.
Come on, Jamie, let's explore. This is the adventure of a lifetime.
As long as we don't run into any more talking fungi, I'm in. They start walking, encountering various strange and humorous creatures along the way. Alex is pointing.
Look! A breakdancing unicorn.
Now that's something you don't see every day. Maybe we should invite it to our next podcast episode.
Great idea. Adventures in the portal world. It's going to be our best episode yet.
As long as we make it back in one piece, I'm all for it. They continue their adventure, laughing and joking as they explore the strange new world. Okay, that wasn't horrible. Had I gotten a chance to read it beforehand, I definitely would have added, like, I would have changed a few things to make it more interesting. Maybe the giant mushroom and them have, like, a threesome. I don't know. I would have thrown something in there, like a little, just a huge left turn out of nowhere. I ain't gonna hold you, this AI script, it feels like AI sipped White Claw literally before writing it. It's kind of funny that I'm drinking White Claw right now. I did not write this. But it's not bad. Definitely more AI scripts to come. If you have an AI prompt that you would like me to try, feel free to make sure you contact me. You can hit me up on the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook and the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. You can email me, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. All that information is down below in the show notes. Just click some things and boop, bop, beep. You're right there. But yeah, this will be fun. I would love to do more AI scripts and, you know, AI prompted content. So if you've got some ideas, throw them my way. If they're great, if they're fun, if they're interesting, guess what? There's a good chance that it will be on the episode. All right. Sometimes things aren't what you remember. The Mandela effect is real, y'all. Let's talk about it next up on the Professionally Silly podcast. So if you haven't already, check out my Feed the Pig episode. I did that a couple of months back, and it was actually one of the dopest creepypastas I have ever read. It was so good. And so if you want to experience some creepy alongside funny with an extra side of gross, you're going to enjoy my Feed the Pig episode. I played all the voices, and I put in some sound effects and creepy ambiance music. It's a lot of fun. The Mandela effect is real. I don't care what anyone says. Sometimes things aren't the way we remember. So if you're unaware, the Mandela effect is like that moment when you're totally sure that something happened one way, but the universe says, nah, you're living in a parallel reality, bro. You're making that up. That never happened. That's pretty much what it is. And it's like, imagine thinking 100% genuine. If you were a millennial and you were a genuine fan, you get that joke. So anyways, imagine thinking 100%, just knowing for a fact that the Monopoly guy had a monocle, only to find out that he never did. But I'm going to tell you, he did. He did. I don't care what anybody says. Everyone who says that he didn't have a monocle is a fool. A fool! He had a monocle. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. He did. So we're going to discuss some of these Mandela effect examples. And trust me when I say you are about to get triggered as fuck. And I'm warning you right now, because I was hella triggered doing the research for this. And I shared my favorite ones. So and there's plenty more. Honestly, you can just Google it, Mandela effect examples, and lots of them will pop right on up. It doesn't even take much. All right. So the first one is triggering as well. It's the Flintstones, not the Flintstones, okay? Flint, F-L-I-N-T, Flintstones. And I remember saying Flintstones for the long time, just taking out that T. But listen, this is a note. The two T's are there. The first T is basically silent when you pronounce it, but it's there, Flint. And it kind of makes more sense when you think about it, kind of considering that Flint is also a type of rock, which kind of makes sense for the Stone Age. Ah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Use that brain power, bro. But yeah, nope, it's Flintstones. Yeah. Two T's in that bitch. Sorry about it. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Number two, the song from Grease Lightning is actually Greased Lightning. Okay, lightning. Okay, they're saying Greased ED. G-R-E-A-S-E-D, Greased Lightning. The lightning was greased, okay? So the group actually in the movie, they souped up this like really crappy looking 1948 Ford Deluxe convertible before giving the car its iconic name, okay? So in the infamous words of Danny Zuko, this car is automatic, it's systematic, it's hydromatic. Why, it's Greased Lightning. See, that's where that comes from. So Greased with an ED. All right, you're welcome. The next one is in I Love Lucy, Ricky Ricardo never said the sentence, Lucy, you got some splaining of though. He actually never said that. I swear, like, I remember him saying that. This one right here made me mad. I remember Ricky saying that. Lo sé, yo got some splaining, though. And then as I was doing the research, I remember, I think that it was like a comedian or a cartoon or something that was like making that show like a satire in their own way. I feel like a character created that and everybody just now remembers Ricky saying that. But I don't know where that comes from. That's just like my idea of that. But yeah, Ricky never said that. All right, next up, Shaggy's Adam's apple from Scooby-Doo. Now, I know you guys remember Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. He's the tall white dude who was clearly a pothead. That guy. and also, my guy can eat. He can eat. Him and Scooby can, like, intake an entire Thanksgiving dinner in one gulp. But here's the thing that I remember about that gulp, and I remember about him, is that he had an Adam's apple. But apparently, he never had an Adam's apple. Shaggy, whatever the fuck his last name is, never had an Adam's apple. Like, clearly he's a guy, so, like, maybe, like, Tom, anatomically, or whatever the fuck the word is, body-wise, he's a man, so he has an Adam's apple, but I remember it being drawn. Like, I remember seeing that, but you can check it out. In reality, it's nowhere to be seen. Sorry about it. This one right here is going to piss off a lot of black folk. Sinbad never played a genie. Sinbad was never a genie. This one right here is like the one that pisses me off the most, because I remember seeing Sinbad in a movie called Shazam. Now, I know that Shaquille O'Neal did a Shazam thing, I believe, when he was a genie, but I feel like I remember Sinbad he was a genie, bro. He was a genie. But here's the thing. A lot of people are confusing this memory with the movie, with the movie Kazam. That's the name of the movie. Kazam, starring Shaquille O'Neal, like I said, as a genie. But then what the fuck is Shazam? There was a Shazam before Shazam, like before the superhero. There was one before that. God, my mind is like, I hate to say this, but I'm going to quote R. Kelly right now. My mind's telling me no. But in dealing with this, in dealing only with this topic, all right? Moving on. Febreze, bruh, you might use this shit every day. I don't use it every day, but I have used it. And here's the thing. We all thought Febreze was spelled with two E's. It's not. It's not F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E, like the word breeze that we're used to spelling. It's not that, bruh. Febreze only has one E, all right? One E between the R and the Z. Febreze. F-E-B-R-E-Z-E. That's it. So I don't know how we got this extra E in there, but I remember there being two E's. I feel like Febreze literally changed their logo and everything just to be a part of the Mandela effect. I feel like this was like a corporate thing. They did this shit on purpose. I am on to you, Febreze. I will sign a non-disclosure form after this podcast airs, but you will have to contact me, and I want lots of money. I want lots of money to shut this down, okay? You know, and also here's another one here. Fruit Loops, bro. Fruit Loops. Apparently, Kellogg has been spelling fruit this way for quite some time, and we're just now seeing this. It's actually F-R-O-O-T, fruit, like the word root with an F in front of it. Apparently, a lot of people thought that fruit was spelled correctly, like F-R-U-I-T. Nope. It's always been fruit with two O's, baby. I remember it being fruit with two O's. I don't know the people who thought it was just fruit spelled correctly. I don't know who y'all are, but I never thought that. All right, coming up next, we got, despite people remembering, the arcade that we all grew up going to, at least I did when I was a kid, because I am a millennial, Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese's, it's not spelled the way that we thought. It's Chuck E. Cheese's. All right, Chuck E. Cheese's. All right. The E is like an initial for like a middle name. It's not Chucky, you know, like from Rugrats. It's not Chucky, like the killer doll. It's Chuck E. Cheese's. So here's the thing. As it so happens here, bruh, Mr. Cheese has always had E for a middle initial. The mascot's full name is Charles Entertainment Cheese. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't know that was his middle name. I knew it was an E, but I ain't know it stood for something. And I also thought it was Chuck E. Cheese as well. So I was wrong, like, all over the place. So in 1977, founder Nolan Bushnell opened the first Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater in San Jose, California, baby. That's where it all happened, brah. All right, so you're learning something new every day, but that one kind of shook me a little bit because I thought it was just Chuck E. Cheese's. I had no idea homeboy had a middle name, let alone it was entertainment. Jesus. All right, moving on. Hannibal Lecter never said, "Hello, Clarice." in The Silence of the Lambs. He never said that. Never said it. Apparently, when Clarice meets Hannibal, he simply says, "Good morning." And folks might be misremembering a line from Jim Carrey in The Cable Guy. I think he may have said, "Hello, Clarice." I don't know how he put that inside of Hannibal Lecter's mouth, but I guarantee it is not one of the worst things that's been inside his mouth. So I guess we're okay to assume that. We're almost at the end of this. We got two more here. The popular pizza rolls from the brand Tostino's is not Tostino's. Let me explain this. Check it out. It's Totino's. It's not Tostino's. People put an S in there. It's actually spelled T-O-T-I-N-O. It's like Tutino. That's how it's spelled. Tostino's. Now, the way that everybody thinks it is, they think it's like T-O-S-T-I-N-O, and that's not what it is. So, yeah, I always thought it was Tostino's. I remember there being an S in there. Apparently, there isn't. That's fine. I'm not upset about that, but I ain't going to hold you. Mind blown on that one. All right, here is the last one here that has been very upsetting for a lot of people. The line from Empire Strikes Back is not, "Luke, I am your father." The line is, "No, I am your father." Okay, so the real exchange from the iconic Star Wars scene, it goes a little like this. Darth Vader be like,
"If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father."
"He told me enough. He told me you killed him."
"No, I am your father."
So yeah, that's how that goes. I'm sorry that if I, if I destroyed any childhood memories there, you can look these things up. I came across these things. I Googled them. BuzzFeed was one of them, so you can check them out for yourself. I'm upset. My childhood has been ruined a lot this year, a lot the last few years, and I'm sick of it, frankly. I've had enough. Yo, leave my childhood memories alone, y'all. I'm sick of this shit, internet. Stop it. Halloween reveler wearing only a trench coat and fake penis arrested for drunk driving. Then things got weird. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. We have ourselves another cold read from one of my favorite sites, thesmokinggun.com. Now, today, they bring us a fake penis arrested for drunk driving. Then things got weird, which is odd because it sounds like shit was already weird. Let's go ahead and take a look at this this article here. All right, so this again is coming from thesmokinggun.com, and it reads here, after being arrested for drunk driving, a Halloween reveler wearing only a trench coat and a piece of cloth that looked like a penis attempted to eat toilet paper in a bid to foil a breathalyzer test, Iowa police report. What? So he attempted to eat toilet paper to help trick a breathalyzer test. I've never heard of that working. That's crazy. You know what? Maybe he didn't use 2-ply. That's on him. You know, Charmin, you know, them big ass colorful bears would have told him, you gotta apply it up, bro. All right. It goes on saying cops yesterday pulled over Ross McDonald, 39, after they spotted him driving the wrong way on an Iowa City street around 3 a.m. According to the criminal complaint, McDonald was extremely confused and could not tell officers what bar he was coming from. No facts. I've been there. You know, you when you just go on a little bar crawl, especially if they're near each other, bro, you're like, I don't know which bar. I like the color 7, bro. That's where I'm at. Anyways, it goes on to say here, McDonald, who let's just call him Ross, which is great. Ross, who claimed to have consumed 2 drinks, had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and unsteady balance. Cops noted. Shock. This man is drunk as shit, has no idea where he came from. And he's got unsteady balance and slurred speech. Ooh. Anyways, it goes on to say, he also appeared to be dressed in a flasher costume. I gotta say, that is a very funny costume idea, but if you're gonna do something like be drunk and stupid, maybe don't look super noticeable. The fact that you're drunk and stupid will do that for you. So a fake penis and trench coat is unnecessary. You just could have worn like a hoodie and some jeans. Like, you've been fine. Anyways, it goes on to say, upon arrival at the police precinct, McDonald attempted to eat toilet paper, thinking that it would mess with the breathalyzer. So Ross had initially refused the breath test, but changed his mind after attempting to eat the toilet paper. He was like, you know what? Fuck you, cop. I'm not taking the test. I know my rights. Fuck you, cop. I know my rights. Fuck you. Wait, is that toilet paper? I have an idea. I'm assuming that was exactly what happened there. So despite Ross's cunning plan, his blood alcohol content was measured at 0.165, twice the legal limit. That ain't good, bro. You're gonna do some time here. Since Ross has prior drunk driving convictions, he's not a newbie to this. You know, he's a veteran. All right, thank you for your service, I guess. Not. So he was hit with a felony charge carrying a maximum 5-year prison sentence. So yeah, McDonald was released from jail, posting a $5,000 bond. And when you see his mugshot, it looks like everything that I just read to you, that definitely happened. He just looks like someone that would happen to. And then he looks annoyed that he has to take a photo. Like, I can't believe they arrested me for like drunk driving. It's fucking dumb. Yeah, just send me a fucking picture. Whatever. Like, he could give two shits. That is crazy to me. Damn. All right, I guess this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Maybe don't drink and drive, people. Let's not do that. Let's not. And if you want to get drunk, you can do that at home. I do that every day by myself in the dark. You can too. Coming up next, I feel like I shared too much. Coming up next, it's time for a Halloween FMK. Fuck, Mary, Kill, next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so I asked my guy, my buddy from work, Cavante. He's really dope. I love this kid. I asked him to join in the Fuck, Marry, Kill for this episode. And the Fuck, Marry, Kill is, as I said, Halloween style, all right? Halloween edition, all right? And so the Fuck, Marry, Kill for this episode is vampires, werewolves, zombies. And the thing is about the Fuck, Marry, Kill, I mean, literally Fuck, Marry, Kill. I'm not talking about which one is scarier. I'm talking about which one would you want to, like, fuck, marry, or kill. So, like, I don't know how to get more clear than that. Or crystal today, all right? All right, so here is what Cavante had to say for his fuck, marry, kill. All right, Cavante, we got a fuck, marry, kill, FMK, zombies, vampires, werewolves. Yeah, it's Halloween season, boy. I don't tell you. Which one? FMK. You gotta fuck one of them.
Yeah. Fuck a vampire.
Okay.
Marry a werewolf.
Uh-huh.
You gotta kill a zombie.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's a little nasty.
That's nasty
right
work.
Yeah.
That's nasty work. I understand. It's the flesh dripping off on you. Yeah, that's gross. Okay, so my fuck, marry, kill, I'm gonna have to kill zombies. Let me explain. I feel like that is understandable. I don't really have to explain too much. Their flesh is rotting. They probably don't smell too good. Half of them don't have lips or skin. I just, for me, I'm not trying to body shame. I'm not. But I am not into decaying flesh. That's not my thing. It's not, you know, the smell alone is just not where it's at. I don't want, I'm going to say this because it's going to be gross, but it's going to be like, ugh. I don't want to finger a rotted vagina. That's, can you imagine what gets under your nail? That's so gross. For you heteros out there who find that disgusting, okay, a rotted penis. Do you want that? Do you want that? Yeah, think of like an old sausage that was just sitting in like a plastic bag for like months. That I'm assuming that's what their penises look like. Nobody wants to do that. So yeah, I'm gonna kill a zombie. Let's see. We're gonna fuck the werewolf. Are we gonna marry it? Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna fuck the vampire. I'm gonna fuck the vampire simply because all vampires and all the shows are all sexy all the fucking time. They're rich as shit. They're gonna show you a good time. You're gonna have a great time. Okay, they're gonna outlive you. That's fine. That's the only reason why I'm marrying the werewolf. Okay, because like I don't want you to move on after me. I want you to grow old with me because I think werewolves die. I think they can die of old age. I think. I don't know. Maybe they can live longer than everybody else, but I don't think their life is infinite. And if I'm wrong, correct me. But a vampire, that's just for a good time. That's like, that's Mr. Right Now, not Mr. Right. Or Mrs. Right Now, not Mrs. Right. You feel me? Now, a werewolf, think about it. In the winter, it's cold. You can cuddle up to their fur if they don't bite your throat out. You know what I'm saying? But they're still dogs. You can train them, right? I don't know how that works. But they're also really strong. And you can still go out to eat. I don't want to have a romantic dinner with my wife and she's sipping blood. That's not sexy. I feel werewolves are people at some point, so we can still have date night. You know, we can go out in the sunlight. You know, take an afternoon stroll and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm talking about. People aren't thinking about this, bro. So, yeah, we're going to kill the zombie. We're fucking vampires and we're marrying werewolves. That's where I'm at. And I'm not going to apologize for it. All right. So I got my buddy Jackson here. You guys know I've talked about him a few times on the show. Jackson, we're going to do a fuck, marry, kill werewolves, vampires, or zombies. And I mean that literally. Who you fucking?
Well, are we assuming that I can kill a zombie? Because, yes. You know, zombies are generally dead already.
Just, and you can cut his head off, but if you're gonna fuck it, make sure you choose the right one.
Okay. Oh, yuck. Wow, this is actually harder now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm going furry mode and I'm fucking the werewolf.
Oh, you're a little furry.
No, I'm not. But as a one-off, yeah. I'm marrying the vampire.
Okay.
Vampires are hot.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And I'm killing the zombie.
That makes sense. Nobody wants to have sex with, like, you know, decaying flesh.
Yeah, because originally I was going to think that I was going to fuck the, not the zombie, the vampire. But that's then the I was I like, am. I don't want to marry a werewolf.
Well, I wouldn't mind marrying a werewolf because they're not a werewolf the whole month.
Oh, yeah, they're only on full moons, right?
Yeah, dude. That's like, what, 2 moons a month, maybe 3?
Am I in danger of getting killed by them?
I mean, they married you, so I feel like they love you. I mean, did Jacob kill that white bitch that everybody loves so much? I'm talking about Twilight. I don't know her name.
Wasn't that... Oh, he was a...
Jacob was a werewolf and Edward was the vampire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, come to think of it, you were right. You should marry the werewolf and fuck the vampire.
Because the werewolf, you can still have dates outside in the daytime.
That's true. Vampire... Wow, I did not think about this at all.
Yeah, you want to sit with a bitch in a dark room while she's... Like, you're eating steak and she's sipping blood? That's not sexy.
No, you're so right. You're so right. I mean, like, they're hot, but you're right. Like, I can only see them...
Which means you can still have sex with them.
And you know what I love? Garlic.
Garlic is good. Yeah. I didn't even think about it.
And I also have wooden stakes all around my apartment, so they would hate that. All right, I'm switching it up. I'm marrying the werewolf, I'm fucking the vampire, and I'm killing the zombie.
Nice. I like it. That's a good, clean answer.
I didn't think about that at all.
If there's anything that you could take from this episode, it's nothing is as it seems. Nothing! because Shaggy had an Adam's apple and Febreze always had two E's. Okay, fuck y'all. Professionally silly life rules. I've spoken. Shout out to the listeners. I love you guys. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Because let me tell you something. I don't know if I say it enough, but I appreciate every last one of you. I have noticed recently that my podcast listens, they were spiking up after I did the In the Moment podcast. But I think when people from In the Moment realized Mo and Katie were not here weekly, they left. So my listens are back down, and that sucks because my podcast is great. It's a lot of fun. I know I'm a little biased, but I believe in my content. I love it. I put a lot of work and creativity and thought into it. So if you guys can do me a favor and share this podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, anyone who likes to have a good time, you know, just share this with them. That would mean a lot to me. I would love to earn the opportunity to earn new viewers, and I cannot do that without you guys. So I would appreciate that. Do me a favor, guys, and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And also do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review, because let me tell you something, that really does help podcasts grow. I know you think, oh, what is my little review going to do? It does way more than you think, because it works pretty much like Uber Eats. You get one bad review and it ruins everything, you know? And sometimes that bad review is because your particular content just is not for that person. But they immediately say, this show sucks. But that's not always the case, you know? So if you have a positive thing to say and you really are enjoying this podcast, a 5-star review would go a long way for me as a small creator. Thank you. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on all the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Okay, because there's a lot of silly and there's enough to go around. Trust me on that. Shout out to those of you who are leaving comments on the Spotify comment section in the bottom of the podcast episodes. I've been reading and responding to them. So thank you so much for that. That's awesome. Oh, and don't forget, I am available on Amazon Music now. So if you use that to listen to your podcast or your music, guess what? Your Audible boo thing is right there. So check me out. And don't forget, I'm going to be posting one of the segments from each episode a little earlier in the week. My plan is to try to do it every Thursday. A little teaser, a little something to drop for you. Give you a little taste, a little appetizer, in case you're just hungry for a bitch and you can't wait for a Friday. So every Thursday, my plan is to give you a little segment of the full episode. So stay tuned for that. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And once again, if you have any listener submissions, maybe you have an AI prompt that you want me to try out or read, send those in. Share your silliest stories, your jokes, life mishaps, or maybe you want some advice, whatever it is, send those in and we can feature them on the show. And you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. And if you want to be anonymous, all you have to do is let me know, okay? And if you're looking for me to advertise your business or content, shoot me an email as well. And down below in the show notes is all my bonus information. My link tree is down there, and that includes all of my social medias, the most used ones that I use. My TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, well, not Twitter as much anymore these days, I'm being honest with you, or X, excuse the fuck out of me. My YouTube channels, both of them, and more, all in one spot. Oh, I got Cameo too, that's there as well. So if you want me to make a video for a friend, I can prank them, wish them happy birthday, what have you, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And for those of you that are interested in sending or writing things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And that is also down below in the show notes. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. The way we treat moths versus butterflies is a real life example of pretty privilege. I'm throwing it out there. Just random ass thoughts that attack my brain cells before I go to sleep. You're welcome. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step. because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.